This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Linda Loggeman. Her websites are drloggeman.com, and that's L-A-G-E-M-A-N-N, drloggeman.com, and dsmcontroversy.com. She's associated with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. That's CCHR. Their website is cchr.org. And CCHRINT.org, which is a database of psychotropic drug side effects. Dr. Loggeman, you were talking about, right before we went to the break, let me just scroll down here and find my notes. It was,
teen screening. Yes. So there's, this is something, again, about creating a feeling of emergency and then psychiatry, psychopharmaceuticals as the answer to that emergency, but exploiting certain tragedies. So teen screen, there's one of the CCHR documentaries called Making a Killing. There are a number of incredible documentaries. These are all multi-award-winning documentaries, the industry award-winning. But anyway, Making a Killing has a chapter in it on the results of a teen screen situation. So teen screen goes in the schools, and it's a checklist. They take all the kids, parents' consent or not, they take all the kids, and they screen them on these questions to see if they're suicidal. And there's a story in there of this one girl. She's 12 years old, teen screen. She came up as suicidal, as do 84% of those who were flagged as suicidal were not, by the maker of it admitted that. But anyway, she was removed from the school immediately, taken like to Child Protective Services. This happened in Texas. She was taken away. Her parents, she never came home from school. She was taken away from the family because she was flagged as suicidal. The girl says she was never suicidal. She loves herself. She never had that suicidal thoughts. But she was taken from the home. She was forced, drugged, like restrained and psychiatrically drugged for 6 months until her family could get her back. This is the power that a label like this has, and it is all false. It's just fake science. It's pharmaceutical industry is, you know, has been very successful. They're a for-profit industry. They've done their job. We're the ones who've been asleep and not minding the store and, you know, having protections for our children. A parent is the one who should be deciding if their child is placed on a psychiatric drug or not. Not the
or
state.
Even screened.
Or even screened, exactly, or even screened. So that's one that happened. And there's actually another this hero of a woman, Marianne Godboldo. Actually, if people could YouTube. There's on YouTube, if you put in her name, Marianne is spelled M-A-R-Y-A-N-N-E, and Godboldo, G-O-D-B-O-L-D-O. On YouTube, there's a clip of her receiving, it's got her story, it's got some of the news footage. This was on the news. This is a woman who refused the school or some of the told her, the psychiatrist told her she needs to put her kid, her daughter, on an antipsychotic. She said, okay, I'll try that, but I need to be able to take her off if I think it's bad for her. She put her on it, saw the negative effects, worked with the doctor to taper her off of it, and the psychiatrist who had put her on it then told Child Protective Services, or whatever it was called, and this was in Detroit, Michigan. She got reported. She refused to put her daughter back on the antipsychotic medication, saying this is terrible for her. And this went to the level, literally, you are not going to believe this, because this is like a police state. A SWAT team came and extracted her daughter. A SWAT team. Over 8 hours, she was holed up in her apartment trying to protect her daughter. They took her daughter away, drugged her. It took a whole 9 court appearances, I think, or 10 court appearances, 9 months to get her daughter back. But you can look at her story, and she was one of the honorees from Citizens Commission on Human Rights has an annual, international annual meeting, awards banquet, where they give out a few awards to people who have, human rights awards. And Marianne Godboldo was one of the recipients. But these stories, it seems like it's not America when you see something like this. And I urge people to go look at that clip, because when you see the news footage on the nightly news of this situation, you will wonder, like, where are we that this could occur, that the state could put this much force on a parent's rights? And one of the co-founder of CCHR, Dr. Thomas Saz, he has what he calls the therapeutic state. He's got a lot of great writings, but the alliance of psychiatry and the government that he calls the therapeutic state, and that's what we've got going. It's a very dangerous situation, and this is another thing to have people be aware of, to refuse to have their children screened in the schools. There should be nobody coming in and psychiatrically screening your kid with a checklist of behaviors that are made by basically the pharmaceutical industry, essentially, is what's behind it, to flag as many kids as possible and funnel them over to psychiatric treatment and get them as customers.
This is just absolutely amazing. I mean, the parents are relinquishing their children to a government school. The government is involved, heavily involved in funding a lot of the so-called evidence, scientific studies and whatnot. They
right.
are invested in the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
I mean, this is just terrible. I just think that, I mean, kids go to school to learn reading, writing, arithmetic. And what are they doing screening kids at school? This is outrageous.
Yes. Agreed. Yeah.
Unbelievable. We have some questions from the chat room.
Sure.
Is there any kind of a breakdown by race as to who is being medicated? Which children are being medicated the most? Is there any kind of a breakdown by race?
You know, there is, and I don't have the numbers right handy with me. I know that African-American children are diagnosed at a higher rate than non-African-American kids. American kids are diagnosed and drugged at a rate 3 times that of European countries. But in the U.S., more diagnoses of paranoid disorders and mental retardation in African-American kids. So they are, and I would imagine the drugging goes along with that when you get the diagnosis.
Sure. Another question. What about lithium orotate? That's a trace mineral. What is your recommendation on this product?
What is it again? I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to answer this, but.
Lithium orotate?
Lithium?
Uh-huh. Orotate?
I don't know. I know lithium is, I don't know what lithium orotate is, but lithium
okay.
is a drug that is given for bipolar disorder, for, you know, the manic depressive mood swings,
sure.
and is dangerous. So I'm not sure what, if that's the orotate if that's one of the lithium drugs. You know, something I should say here, because, you know, one in five Americans now, just overall, not just children, one in five Americans is on a psychotropic drug right now. And one in five, yes, yes. Yeah, this marketing is not just for kids, but it's, you know, particularly damaging when we're doing this to growing children. But yes, one in five Americans is on a psychotropic drug. So I'm sure many of the listeners, of them, since one in five are going to be on a psychotropic drug. And if somebody is thinking of going off of a drug, I really want them to consult with a doctor to do that. It would have to be a very slow taper off. They need to do that with a doctor's help.
Exactly.
We'll come back to this because there's more I want to say about that.
All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Linda Loggeman. Her websites are drloggeman.com and dsmcontroversy.com. She is associated with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. Their websites are cchr.org and cchrint.org. And of the 36 people in the chat room, no one is on a psychotropic drug. So that's we're out of the ordinary. We're a group of uncommon people.
Hear that? Well done.
So
So just to finish that, the idea, because even the people who are not on, I'm sure they've heard others say, hey, you know, my antidepressant really saved my life. It really helped me. And I would want people to know, you know, the placebo effect. This is the people who experience a positive result just with a something inert, you know, a sugar pill. Placebo effect right now is anywhere from 35% to 70%. So 35 to 70% of people will be less depressed, less anxious, more able to focus and study, all of those things on a placebo. So somebody who is on a psych drug with all of the damage it does and the side effects, how do they know they are not one of the 35 to 70% of people who would benefit from a sugar pill?
Exactly. I think it would be a lot better if they just gave everybody sugar pills and
right.
let them heal on their own, because that's what the body does. It heals
absolutely.
On its own.
Absolutely. And that is right. We have the ability to, you know, to right ourselves, to put things back in order. And that is what the placebo effect is. You know, for the pharmaceutical industry, the placebo effect is an annoyance. They don't like it because it makes it harder for them to, you know, get a drug out there. But what is it? It's the individual's own ability. They've decided, it doesn't matter that they decided it because they're getting a pill. The bottom line is they decided, I'm going to feel better, and they do. There was a study done on weightlifters. These were competitive weightlifters. They told them they were testing out a performance-enhancing drug, and the weightlifters lifted better, you know, increased 3 to 5% what they were lifting. Then they told half the group, oh, you're on a placebo. And then they couldn't lift it anymore. And they asked them why. And they said, well, because the pill didn't work.
Oh.
Right, the pill never worked. You worked. You're able to do more. Same thing was done with, they told people they were giving them this was high school and college kids, I think. They said they were giving them an ADHD drug, a new ADHD drug. They gave it a fancy name. It was R and some number, like R237 or something. And all it was lime-flavored baking soda. And those people who took it, they increased their concentration, and they did better on the test. Their performance was improved because they thought they had a study drug.
Wouldn't it be a lot cheaper and more profitable for the pharmaceutical industry to go ahead and just create sugar pills for all these psychotropic drugs? And it wouldn't be as harmful, and they would probably make more money, or at least as much.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I mean, I would love to see people recognize and tap into their own ability. We
oh, absolutely.
Are so much more able than we think. And if people just tapped into that, it would be incredible. Yeah.
Well, I have a friend that was on Prozac. It took her 6 years to get off of this drug.
Yeah.
And you mentioned before that people who are addicted to these drugs need to work with somebody, a doctor, to help them get off, because you just cannot go cold turkey.
Absolutely.
Because why?
Well, because people will experience horrible withdrawal and sometimes, again, like suicidal feelings because of the discomfort and everything that comes from the withdrawal. Because you have, by taking the drug, you actually have altered some of your brain chemistry and needs to be tapered off so that your own system can, you know, correct itself. But the withdrawal creates horrible symptoms. And people are in a lot of distress.
Indeed.
So
my friend was... Oh, I'm sorry. Don't
no, go ahead.
Interrupt. She had sleeplessness and all kinds of
right.
problems. And it was just terrible to watch her suffer. And she was doing it with her doctor, trying to minimize, you know, cut back to
right.
three-quarters of a tablet and then one-half. And then... It was just awful. She just struggled.
Yeah.
It took her 6 years. And yet
yeah.
they give Prozac to children.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, it's really horrible. Yeah.
That is just amazing. We will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. I know there's probably a lot of questions out in a listening audience, people who want to know about this. These statistics are just amazing. One in five.
One in five, yeah. And, you know, the other thing is the disability. We talk about, how much less damage if people were just taking a sugar pill. But, in fact, people are not just taking a sugar pill. They're taking powerful mind-altering drugs, psychotropic. Psyche, is mind, your soul, and tropic means turning. So it's like it turns the mind. Anyway, the damage being done, I have some data that shows the increase in disability rates being created by the drugs in children. So, I'm not there visually, so I'll have to just describe this to you. But since 1987, we have obviously an incredible rise in the prescriptions given to children. I mean, that we all know that. And it's just in the ADHD drugs, in a five-year period from 2007 to 2012, it tripled up to $9 billion in annual bills of stimulants. So we're giving children all these drugs, so that's just the straight-up graph. Then we've created a lot of disorders because of that. We've actually created bipolar types of symptoms in kids because of giving them stimulants and antidepressants. We've altered their brain chemistry and created what, gets labeled as the bipolar. The other thing is the Social Security Administration data of children under 18 years old on permanent disability for a mental illness has skyrocketed. In 1987, there were not any children on SSI for permanent mental disability. This is ruling out mental retardation. This is talking about mental illness stuff. But since 1987, again, I'm looking right at a graph that just goes up, 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 and to the hundreds of thousands. I think we're getting close to, the last data I have is from 2007. I think we're getting close to a million kids on permanent SSI disability. So that is, again, shocking that the drugs that we are actually destroying ability, we are creating disability in children. And these are now going to be on, disability income for the rest of their lives.
Right. And these are children that probably without any of this medical intervention, the psychiatric intervention, would probably be just ordinary people.
No, that is completely true. Even kids, think about this. We didn't have these drugs before, and things worked out. Kids, there was always a hyper kid in school drumming on their desk and talking
absolutely.
And passing notes, but they grow out of it. Also, a lot of these kids that are diagnosed ADHD are actually your more creative kids that may be bored, but the answer is not to drug them and dampen themselves and who they are. But yes, we got along just fine before. When I was a kid, there was the hyper kid, there was the shy kid, and other people have talked about this. You always had kids in school that you knew were, this kid is a little weird maybe. But it wasn't labeled a disorder, and everybody got okay and grew up,
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
They grow out of things.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break, and we'll take calls when we come back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Excuse me. Our guest today is Dr. Linda Loggeman. Her websites are drloggeman.com and dsmcontroversy.com. And I was thinking during the break with the Common Core, the new structuring in the schools, and the reduction of challenging subjects will generate an even larger number of children, students, who they want to put on psychiatric drugs because the kids are simply just bored?
Yes. I'm sorry, I missed maybe if there was a question there.
It was kind of a statement question, uh-huh. But I think probably that will generate even a larger number of people on drugs.
Yes. I think that is one of the things. It's where you have kids who are bored, and they can be bored because they're very creative, and they're not being challenged because, again, we have the schools are struggling. Or it can be that they have missed something in, you know, a concept or something that's been taught, and then they're not paying attention anymore because none of it makes sense. But in that case, again, the answer is to, you know, go back to what they were understanding, try to get some tutoring, and get them caught up.
Right.
Drugs are not going to be the answer. In any way you look at this, drugs are not going to be the answer.
Right.
I mean, I think that's the bottom line. We've got to first look at, stopping doing harm, then looking at actually addressing what the actual problems are.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
ADHD, one thing just to, you know, give a final statement on that. Actually, I wanted to read the final statement of the panel from the National Institutes of Health Consensus Conference on ADHD. Just so people know this, because ADHD is so rampant now. So here's what that panel had to say on ADHD. Quote, "We do not have an independent, valid test for ADHD, and there are no data to indicate ADHD is due to a brain malfunction." So they're saying that, and yet we know the $9 billion of stimulant sales to treat ADHD as if it were a brain malfunction.
Right. And of course, the person who created that that disease or introduced it said it was a fictitious ailment right before he was going to die. It sounds like deathbed repentance to me.
Oh, I think so. You know, and I neglected to mention his name. This was a psychiatrist. His name was Leon Eisenberg. I realized I hadn't actually given people the data. Okay. But exactly, deathbed repentance.
Indeed. All righty. Let's take a caller. Let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. You had a question?
I have some comments and a question. There is perhaps still with us Dr. Abram Hoffer, who is distinguished as an MD and PhD for proving clinically that even schizophrenia is easily corrected with appropriate nutritional supplementation.
Mm-hmm.
Or, as I've discovered, in many cases of people I've assisted, I would do what Robert Mendelson would direct the audience when he appeared on Phil Donahue's TV program. He would always say, direct your physician to write out a contract that this prescription will correct the problem without any side effects, and to the extent that when you come off it, you won't ever have to go back on it. You'll never have the problem. That I don't think has ever existed in the clinical realm, and nor has it ever existed that they identify causation. In fact, what you described today is the fact that they will medicalize a normal human behavior, normal human mammalian physiologic responses to various stressors. And a classic example is a fellow by the name of John Ott, OTT, out of Sarasota, Florida. Ott discovered in his time-lapse photographic research on the life cycles of plants that plants responded most favorably to a particular wavelength, which has come to be known as full spectrum or daylight, 6500K as in Kelvin, or Kevin, whatever you prefer. 6500K is a wavelength that's actually therapeutic, as he proved with the growth of plants, John Ott did. And then he went into schools where there, of course, were learning disabled children, and he selected schools that were windowless, had no windows, but, of course, had the good old fluorescent light bulb. So he replaced those harmful fluorescent wavelength bulbs with his own light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And abracadabra, guess what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, then he went into police departments. The one that was identified in their research study is Dayton, Ohio. And the same thing happened there. The productivity significantly improved, headaches disappeared, all the markers of stress-induced fatigue, et cetera, those all drastically improved or disappeared, all by replacing the harmful wavelength of light bulbs.
Right.
So, obviously, in this country, this government has come to be totally, what shall we say, co-opted by these infamous criminal lobbying groups. So I say we ban all the lobbying groups. Remember, and we terminate the Federal Death Agency. Look at what they did to Rebecca Carly. Didn't they threaten her with mental institution incarceration if she continued to speak the truth about vaccination, deaths, etc.? Didn't she publicly burn her medical license instead of being incarcerated in a medical, in a...
Yeah, well, this is how psychiatry gets used politically. I mean, it's a political and economic...
so let's ban psychiatry. Look what they did when they created the False Memory Syndrome Foundation. These little kids, they're making up... these are really bad fairy tales. So we're going to create the False Memory Syndrome Foundation because we're the all-knowing psychiatrists and medical psychologists. Well, who was it? Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud's nephew, who authored the book Propaganda, for which he became known as the spin doctor, the author of Propaganda. Then he wrote another book, which title I can't recall. American Free Press has got his books, by the way. And so what has happened is they have simply taken Sigmund Freud and all of his clones and institutionalized them in gatekeeper positions in academe. And then people graduate with degrees. And then I say, in this country, I say, the death of Americans by consensus opinion, because we were all brought up, myself included, with blind faith trust in the establishment authority figures that have the degrees, that dress to the max, dress to the nines, and they drive in Mercedes and Beamers and Porsches, and they are the most highly esteemed America's brightest. Well, I'll tell you what I would like to do with America's brightest.
Fred, did you have a question for the doctor?
Oh, I have a lot of response. I mean, if you have a specific question, I have responses to some of what you've brought up.
Okay, go ahead and respond.
So, I mean, those are great points you brought up. But first, just in terms of schizophrenia, because that's one that a lot of people, even when they're anti-drugs, think, well, schizophrenia, people hearing voices, you've got to give them medication then. And that is not true. You're talking about correcting with nutrition. There's a World Health Organization did a long-term study over 8 years in comparing countries, poor countries, Nigeria, India, Colombia, against rich countries, U.S., Japan, the U.K., where we have our fancy pharmaceuticals. And what they found with schizophrenics is that on 5-year follow-up, the poor countries did better. When we come back from this commercial break, I'm gonna tell you more about this because it's an incredible study.
All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Linda Lagerman, and her websites are drlagerman.com and dsmcontroversy.com. And Fred dropped, but he always has something very interesting to say, and it's very well read and contributes. But yes. Go ahead and answer some of those, address some of those issues he brought up.
Yeah, so just to give you the rest of the information about the World Health Organization's study on schizophrenia, they were trying to figure out how they looked at the rates of schizophrenia patients in poor countries did far better, recovered more than schizophrenia patients in the rich countries with all of the medications. So, as I said, it was Nigeria, India, Colombia were the developing countries that they looked at compared to countries like U.S., Japan, England, Denmark, like that. So what they found was at the 5-year follow-up, people who've been schizophrenic in the poor countries where they were not medicated, 64% were asymptomatic at the 5-year follow-up, meaning no symptoms, they were fine, and they said they were functioning fine. It was almost the exact opposite in the rich countries, the developed countries. 65% were actively psychotic at the 5-year follow-up. So giving them antipsychotic medication kept them psychotic and made them psychotic. So it's radical. And they did this with a long-term, obviously a large data pool. They did this study over 8 years in the late 60s. The American Psychiatric Association, the pharmaceutical industry, didn't like the results and said, you must have done something wrong. They replicated the study in the 90s and came out with the same results. And they concluded, the World Health Organization concluded, that being in a developed country, living in a developed country, was, quote, a strong predictor that a schizophrenic patient will never fully recover.
And this is a country where 17% of the domestic gross product goes towards medical care.
Exactly.
Or disease control.
Exactly. It's so much of our money, goes towards this, and we are actually disabling people and creating chronic illness so that people don't recover. Now, the other thing that I wanted to comment on, what was the listener's name who just called in?
Fred.
Yeah, what Fred said about medicalizing normal. There's a gross example of that in the new edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. It used to be, in the prior version of the manual, you could not be diagnosed as major depressed if you had some symptoms like that, but had just suffered the loss, the death of a loved one. So it was recognized, there was what was called the bereavement exclusion. It's like, well, of course you're feeling this way because your child, your spouse, your friend just died. So that was off base. The new version of the manual removed the bereavement exclusion. So now, normal grief, if you are, this is for real, if you don't have much appetite, if you're not really enjoying life as you were before, for 2 months or less, we're not even talking about it's been 10 years and you're still grieving. 2 months or less after the death of a loved one, you now qualify. You now are diagnosed major depressed. Which means if you have depression, obviously what does that mean? That means you need an antidepressant. By the way, the 100%, I told you before that 70% of the panel, the psychiatrists on the panel making the DSM have financial links to the pharmaceutical industry. That's overall. On the mood disorder subgroup, 100% of those psychiatrists are directly linked to the pharmaceutical industry.
Oh, so, we're going to have to do another program and talk about that.
Definitely.
Goodness.
There is so much to talk about with this. Yeah.
Indeed. Well, I remember when my mother passed away 6 years ago, and I was I went to the doctor for something. I don't go to the doctor much anymore. Well, at all anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I mentioned that my mother had just passed away, and she said, "Oh, do you need something for depression?" I said, "No."
Yeah.
And this was just my regular MD.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the regular MDs are the ones who prescribe the most, but the reason is because they listen to what are considered the experts for them, which are the psychiatrists. So the psychiatrists are the specialists. They go and talk to the general practitioners, the family physicians, and those doctors who are those representatives are usually spokespeople for the pharmaceutical industry. But the general practitioners listen to their, peers, experts in a particular specialty. So that's how that happens.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. All righty, let's take another phone call. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon, Dr. Lagerman. Well, you're kicking over a can, and it's a gift that keeps on giving.
I'll say.
But as I say, we have to look at the financial aspect, too. About this, and you just mentioned the general practitioners. I can vouch for they definitely have invested some of their retirement funds in shares in those pharmaceutical companies. This is all through government, all through the upper crust. It is conflict of interest from one end to the other.
Yes.
And there's another aspect about psychiatry. it basically has become a whore for certain powerful interests in government and so on to push their political agenda. Yes. That's where some of the dissidents that don't agree and whistleblowers, they are being pushed into the psychiatric alleyway.
Definitely.
You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned there about schizophrenia. This was about 25 or 30 years ago. I read an article, and it, according to that, it was estimated that in North America there was at least a five-fold overdiagnosis of schizophrenia.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, that's something.
And about 30 years ago, or 35 years ago, I used to listen in the evening to Carlton Fredericks. And he reported one night about that in the southern states, in the jails, the prisoners were on very poor diet, you know,
mm-hmm.
That was very low in the B vitamin complex, like meat in the diet and so on.
Oh, yeah.
And they developed what they called pellagra, and it manifested itself by skin diseases and mm-hmm. by hearing voices. As soon as they corrected the diet and they added up some nutrients that contains the B vitamin complex, those symptoms disappeared. So basically that what's normally being diagnosed as schizophrenia, you know, hear voices.
Yeah, that's critically important. Oh, go ahead.
Early in the program you mentioned about this lunacy about putting newborn babies, you know, mm-hmm. infants already on those drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally what we call criminal negligence.
Right.
If not some kind of a stronger term. Basically,
I think it's child abuse.
It's outright criminal, you know.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
And as I say, people have to start waking up and when you started up the program there about over an hour ago, I phoned up different radio stations and asked them to listen to RBN and start paying attention finally.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Werner.
Well, you bring up great points. I mean, I think diet is an incredibly important thing that is so easy to handle and is overlooked, but accounts for a lot of problems. Nutrition and the B vitamins that you mentioned, those are very important.
But here comes another twist in. Exposure mm-hmm. to sterilizing gases that are being released in order to prevent the spread of airborne pathogen. That is especially in the industrialized, in the mm-hmm. so-called high developed country. And those mm-hmm. gases, they have a side effect. They sterilize a lot of the digestive bacteria out of the digestive tract. And that interferes very much with the absorption and for the synthesization of the B vitamin complex.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We have run out of time, unfortunately. I'm sorry I couldn't take the last caller. Thank you so very much, Dr. Lagerman, for being on the program. It's been fascinating information. We need to do this again.
Thank you very much for having me. I would love to come back and continue the discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, listeners. Bye-bye. Talk with you tomorrow.